I currently work at a large, well-known bank as an anti-money laundering investigator. For those who don't know, every bank in the U.S. is required to have an investigation unit that, well, monitor their own customers for money laundering or terrorist financing. If that sounds a little creepy, it's because it kind of is. Believe me when I say your significant other isn't the only one keeping an eye on your bank account. And yes, I've seen some weird stuff. The job comes with its fair share of paper pushing, but there's also the copious Googling and social media creeping that I have to do for the actual investigation part of things. I'll admit, that part of it can be kind of fun sometimes. Other times, you can learn things about your customers you wish you never had. So, a few weeks back, while doing routine transaction monitoring, I noticed a handful of unrelated customers that all had purchases from Amazon Natural Magic. Being the curious investigative type that I was hired to be, I searched Amazon for this natural magic. Immediately, hits for a company selling supplements under the same name came up. They offered one product, Natural Magic Original Formula, in two different forms, pill or a loose, soluble powder. The labels toted a laundry list of health benefits, including everything from maximum immunity reinforcement to increased healthy glow. And it probably won't surprise you to know that this stuff didn't run cheap. $50 for a 30-day supply. I smirked and shook my head. As much of a health nut as I could be, I gotten off the crunchy train many moons ago and didn't buy into the grossly bloated supplement market. I believed in eating right, working out, and modern medicine for when things went haywire. Over the next couple of weeks, there was an increase in the number of times I saw transactions for Natural Magic. It was clearly popular, though I hadn't seen any advertising for it. Then again, I guess it probably got exposure through the afternoon garbage medical show circuit, where supplement fads are usually born. My theory was proven right when I happened across an older coworker in our break room, scooping white powder into a water bottle. The jar from which the powder came bore a familiar label. "Harriet, really? You bought that junk?" She twisted on the water bottle lid and gave it a shake. The powder inside swirled nebulously before dissolving completely. "Oh yeah, Dr. Oz swears by it. Best part, you can't even taste it." "Okay, but what's in it? Do you know if it's safe?" "Sure, see, it's been certified." She pointed at the small silver medallion on the back of the nutrition info. It read, "Inspected and approved by Independent Food and Health Safety Servicers, NMLTD. It looks like it's part of the seller's company. It doesn't seem very legit." "Well," Harriet responded with an uncharacteristic curtness, "when I end up running circles around you, I doubt you'll be quite so concerned." Then she brushed by, leaving me rather stunned. By the Friday following my conversation with Harriet, who had by now convinced a handful of other folks in the office to give the supplement a try, I began to make a highly unsettling connection. During my day's work, I found that two unrelated customers were reported as deceased during the 2 weeks prior. Both had purchased Natural Magic before they died. Suspicious, I found as much information as I could about the individuals and the circumstances of their deaths. One customer was a 22-year-old male living in a large city. A news site article noted that the young man had passed from a sudden mysterious illness that couldn't be diagnosed by doctors. The second customer was a suburban mother of three. Couldn't find anything other than a short obituary for her. But the coincidence was enough to get the wheels in my head turning. I looked back through my previous cases, revisiting some of the ones where I'd identified Natural Magic transactions. The outcome was disturbing, to say the least. 50% of the customers from my admittedly small sample had either died themselves, or someone in their immediate family had. In one case, a married couple had both passed within days of each other. There was no doubt in my mind that the culprit was Natural Magic. Unfortunately, doubt was all anyone else had. When I spoke up about it in the office, Harriet laughed and carried on, and my other coworkers only gave me dubious looks. "Come on, guys," I said, handing out printed papers to whoever had an empty hand. "If you just look at this chart, you can clearly see a pattern. People are dying. This is real."
"You would make a chart, LeBlanc," Carrie chuckled. "An overachiever in every way."
"Yeah," Allison chimed in, peering over a cubicle wall. "Except, like, how much time did you spend on that anyway? You do know we're swamped, right? I don't have to put in overtime because of you."
"Well, that's not fair, Al. We all know that you spend half the day looking up outfits to buy for your chihuahuas," Gary said.
and the office fell into laughter. Then that was that. Nobody took my findings seriously. I watched Gary, still grinning at his own joke, toss the paper into his recycling bin without so much as a glance. I'll admit, I wasn't in a good place when I tried my next tactic of informing our supervisor. I stalked off to her office and rapped sharply on the open doorframe. Come in. Hi, Heather. Do you have a second? I have something I think is really, really important. Heather, our poised and even-keeled manager, raised her eyebrows over horn-rimmed glasses. Of course. Come sit down. Close the door if you like. I sat down and placed the last copy of my chart in front of her. I found something interesting, I guess, you could say. So I noticed all these people buying this random dietary supplement, Natural Magic, and just today, I was doing some research and, well, people are dying from it. I see, Heather said, after a moment of reviewing my data. Is it in the news? Some people... Seems like people would know by now that this is an issue. No, there aren't any news stories about Natural Magic. The articles I could find about the deaths just said that they were sudden, or from an undetermined illness. I mean, not to seem overdramatic, but I think that I could be the first person to make this connection. How odd, Heather murmured. Still, it's on the market. It must have gone through some sort of safety testing, right? Could be a case of correlation versus causation, and besides, it's not exactly our jurisdiction. I felt my face burning at her indifference. Well, I can't just sit back and watch this continue to happen. There's something very wrong. It's not just correlation. This is real, and I won't let it slide because my dumbass coworkers want to bury their stupid heads in the stupid sand. Heather pursed her lips. I knew I'd gone too far. My nose tingled uncomfortably with the threat of an emotional breakdown. Heather's expression softened a little. Take the afternoon. I'll at least see if there's any official statements about it. Just remember, this involves our customers and their private information. Please don't go spreading rumors outside of the office. She nodded her head at the door in dismissal. Have a nice weekend. See you Monday. I left quickly and allowed myself 2 minutes to compose myself in the bathroom before walking to the train station. I switched between anger and hopelessness on my commute. Truthfully, I hadn't even considered the implications of sharing my finding on Facebook or even with friends face to face. Providing evidence meant speaking frankly about personal information, which did feel wrong. But did that privacy outweigh the hidden danger of Natural Magic? My troubled thoughts kept me in my head while my feet, trained by routine, led me faithfully to my apartment steps, up and through the front door. My girlfriend Christy was already home, to my surprise. She was lying on the living room couch covered in blankets. The frustration and urgency of my predicament subsided significantly when I saw her sleeping so peacefully. She opened one eye at the sound of my approach, groaned, and buried her face into a throw pillow. I sat down by her feet, rubbing her legs over the blankets. What's up, babe? I don't know. Started getting woozy at work. Got a bit of a stomach ache. Poor baby. I'll take care of you. You want some soup or something? She nodded silently and closed her eyes again with a slight shiver. I kissed the top of her head and went to the kitchen to hunt for a can of Campbell's. I dug through our cupboard and pantry all the way to the backs. Canned soup were one of those things exclusive to sickness for us, like ginger ale, so it tended to get shoved into hidden, dusty places. Finally, my hand wrapped around a small, familiar can shoved way back behind the various boxes and jars and retrieved it to reveal classic chicken noodle. I turned it over and saw that it had expired months before. Of course. I reached back into the depths of the pantry, hoping for a second chance. This time, I found a larger plastic container that didn't seem familiar. With a frown, I grabbed the top and pulled it out. My stomach plummeted when I read the words, Natural Magic. I bolted to Christy's side and knelt, holding out the jar. Christy, wake up, honey. Have you been using this stuff? Come on, it's very important. Christy looked at me, eyelids heavy. I'm sorry. I know you hate stuff like that. How long have you been taking it? I asked, already knowing the answer was too long. Just a couple of weeks. Started feeling kind of bad yesterday, and used a little more than you're supposed to. It's supposed to help your immune system. Christy looked spent. She breathed, and her chest rattled with the effort. There was a drop of blood in the corner of her lips. I felt tears on my cheeks. Hey, she whispered. What's wrong? You're scaring me. I think this stuff is dangerous, Christy. I think it makes you sick. Kirstie's face went even whiter than it already had been.
But babe, you seem fine.
Ice shot through my veins. What do you mean by that?
I'm wanting smoothies. I thought it couldn't hurt.
No, no, Kirstie. No. She closed her eyes again, and I ran in a panic to my laptop to check our shared bank account. Sure enough, there was a purchase for Natural Magic. I couldn't believe I'd missed it. I had been so caught up in trying to connect the dots with other people's lives, and all the while, this nightmare had been developing right under my nose. Heart racing, I searched for Natural Magic on Amazon once again. The product listing came up, but the words, "no longer available for sale," hit me like a slap in the face. I quickly Googled the supplement, trying to see if it had been in the news, maybe removed due to the danger. There was nothing. A sudden wave of nausea hit me, and I ran to the kitchen sink. I threw up, and amidst the bile that splashed into the stainless steel was bright red blood. A mental clock began to tick in my mind that I felt certain I wouldn't outlast. Even if I did, even if we got to the hospital and I was able to tell the doctors everything, the word wouldn't get out quick enough. I had to do my part to ensure there was no more needless deaths. I went back to my desk, plucked a sheet of printer paper from a drawer, and wrote a short message in red marker. I placed the container of Natural Magic in the center of our dining table and stuck a corner of the paper underneath, hoping against hope that no one would miss my plea. This is what killed us. Please investigate. And then I began writing this post between bouts of worsening nausea. I'm not sure how long I have. The last time I checked on Kirstie, she was still breathing, though unresponsive. I'm so scared, but I feel the burden of responsibility more heavily than the threat of death. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to make sure someone out there knows about Natural Magic and the damage it has done. I don't even know if it's still out there, but if you find it, please heed this story as a warning and do not buy it. Don't buy any supplement inspected by the Independent Food and Health Safety Services. Hell, why risk buying any questionable products online and putting it into your body? I'm going to check on Kirstie again. Then I'm going to try and call 911. My stomach is in knots. My nose is starting to bleed. If I do somehow pull through, I guess I'll probably be out of a job. But it'll be worth it if it helps people stay safe. All I ask is that you spread the word. Natural magic is poison. Hey there kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for watching tonight's video. Because this is October, I'm going to make this nice, short, and sweet. If you'd like to help support the show or the podcast, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. If you'd like to get yourself some new Halloween and creepypasta-inspired teas, you can head over to etsy.com/shop/ivorymonocletea. And if you want to catch me, Creeps McPasta, and Mew during our live Halloween tour around the southern U.S., head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. Hang on to your hats, kids, because this year is a 31-day Halloween countdown. Happy Halloween and sweet dreams.